T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rashini Rajkumar here. Good Tuesday evening. I am in for Jordana tonight and again tomorrow night. It's a double shot of Rashini this week, folks. And I hope you join me on my show on Sundays, News and Views with Rashini Rajkumar, 12 to 3 p.m. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up this Sunday. I'll share more about that later in the hour. But first, we're going to talk about a topic that I think you will want to know more about and be excited it's happening in our midst. First off, kind of a brand that just really took the world by storm, multi-billion-dollar brand now, Uber, coming under some fire literally last week as its CEO resigned. But even where we've gotten to a place with companies where a CEO can resign, the company goes on. The company keeps doing things. Many times they're good things. And one of the good things Uber is doing happens to be with the organization of my next guest. Let me introduce her to you. She is Paula Wilhelm. She is social media director for Firefighters for Healing. Hi, Paula.
Hi, love.
It is wonderful being in studio, having you in studio. Tell us, first of all, what Firefighters for Healing is.
Sure. Firefighters for Healing is a nonprofit here in the Twin Cities that helps families basically at HCMC who have a child in the burn unit. They may have been with a fire burn. They may have been scalded by hot water. They may have been steam can even cause a severe burn. So we see families in a very, very busy time in their life.
Yeah, it's a tough time. It's a sad time. It's a stressful time.
Oh, my gosh.
It's also an expensive time, Paula.
It is. And that's where the Uber partnership is just wonderful. Right now, we are able to announce that Uber has come along as our transportation sponsor and partner to transport families stress-free within the Twin Cities, whether they're here for a week or they're here for 3 months, if they are traveling to and from HCMC for treatment. Skin grafts take time. Surgeries take time. The last thing you want to worry about is public transportation. A lot of our families, Rashini, are from out of state even. We are
because we're such a mecca for medical technology,
yes.
Right?
So you might have a family that's from the Minneapolis Twin Cities area, or you could have a family from North Dakota that is in the Twin Cities, doesn't even know their way around. Uber will be able to partner with us to just alleviate one more stress.
Right, absolutely. And we already have you are a popular person, Firefighters for Healing, popular. We already have calls coming in. I haven't even given out the numbers, so people are listening earlier in the show, so thanks. Our text line, 81807, our phone numbers, 866-989-9226 or 651-989-9226. And you are welcome to call in, share your thoughts here with us. I think this is wonderful that Uber is doing this. But I also want you to give people a little background about Jake, the founder of Firefighters for Healing. And you originally notified him about me years ago as he was a couple years into the organization. And I had him on my show. I've had him on my show a couple times. He's a wonderful person and quite a character. Tell us about his story because it is unique.
Yeah, he was injured in a 2010 backdraft and experienced third and fourth degree burns to a good percentage of his body. And while in treatment for very painful surgeries and skin grafts, he met children who were also going through the same experience and realized that they needed hope. They needed comfort. And he was feeling the same emotions that he knows our patients that we're helping now have gone through. And so he really, you know, coordinated a board, coordinated an amazing dream team of volunteers. Our network in the Twin Cities is amazing to help us help these families during a very stressful time. You know, they could literally walk into the hospital with mom's got her purse and dad's got his wallet and keys. That's all they came with, because it's usually an emergency response when you come into the burn unit. So they might be in for a day after that. They could be in for 30 days or 3 months. It's really an ongoing journey. And Jake, you interviewed him 2 years ago on the anniversary of his July 4th backdraft. We're now heading into our seventh year since that anniversary. And numbers are so important. And I feel like this year, things are really coming together. Our partnerships with so many corporations like Sun Country and Uber.
Really, you've arrived as a nonprofit, but you can always use support because you do your gala every year.
Yes.
The Red Tie Gala, the third annual Red Tie Gala. When is that, Paula?
We are hosting November 18th in a newer and bigger venue, the Minneapolis Marriott City Center. So 600 guests or more can attend with us. The cool thing about Uber is that they're also partnering with us to have socially responsible rides home for all of our gala guests who don't stay at the hotel.
That is wonderful.
Yes.
Again. I'll have to remember that. So L is writing in. She's texting in saying, this is L. I attended last year's gala and had a blast. The live and silent auction items were amazing. How can businesses donate to the auctions?
Right. We're always collecting throughout the year. We have an amazing group of volunteers. What we really look for are experiences, so packages. So if you own a business and can have a once-in-a-lifetime experience, like modeling behind the scenes at a TV show or being
Coming on behind the scenes on
WCCO,
right.
Throwing out the first pitch at the Twins game has always been a big draw. We have wild experiences. We have different packages, and that's really what our contributors and donors and supporters are looking for. You know, we do pull out all the punches and give great surprises at our gala, and I just think, you know, come on in, have some fun. It's going to be amazing.
All right, we've got some calls coming in. Jason is calling from Maple Grove. Hi there, Jason. All right, is Jason still with us? Okay.
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, how are you? Thanks for calling, Jason.
Of course, thanks for having me.
Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I have a question for Paula. I went out to the website right from the beginning of the segment and want to know more about the Polaris raffle that you have posted. As a firefighter, I support, you know, the mission and want to contribute. So what can you tell me?
Great. Yes, Polaris has come on and donated a $22,000 vehicle called the Polaris General. And we'll be raffling that off at the November Gala. So on our website, firefightersforhealing.org, you can visit the Polaris raffle tab and find us in the community. Obviously, with charitable raffles like this, they need to be cash and in person. So we've got some events in July happening at Crave. And come on out. We also have an event in August with the Polo Classic, where we'll be having tickets and a great day of excitement.
These are all really fun events. I mean, this is fun stuff. I'm talking with Paula Wilhelm. She is social media director at Firefighters for Healing. And one of their pieces of latest news is that Uber is partnering with them to give complimentary rides to burn unit families, the young people, the children who need treatment, as well as their families who need to get around. Sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's 3 months. Uber is coming to the rescue when it comes to transportation. Rachel is on the line from St. Louis Park. Hi there, Rachel.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
I have a question for Paula. We attended the first gala and last year's event, so I'm super excited to hear that there's going to be responsible rides home from Uber. That's exciting. And was just wondering if there was going to be general admission and spot tables for sale again, or how that was going to work.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right now we have our corporate donors or sponsors that are we're allowing tables of 8 and 10. We will have everyone seated this year. We listened to our audience last year and our patrons, and we've changed it by bringing us to a new and bigger venue. And it's going to be a classier affair. We're going to all sit at tables. So you're going to find it a little bit different, but all the same excitement and fun, auctions and entertainment and dancing, of course, and the firemen.
Firemen.
Let's just
ponder that word. Firefighters. That's right. A firefighter, Sarah, texted in that she knows the dangers and rewards of the work we do. Houses can be rebuilt. Furniture can be replaced. But these burn patients need our ongoing support. How can firefighters help you all with upcoming events?
Absolutely. We're always looking for firefighters in our community to identify campers for our upcoming Camp Red program at Cross Lake in August. If you know any child who has been impacted by a burn, fire or scalding, or a family who would benefit from this amazing program at Cross Lake in Minnesota, we really need you to get out there. If you'd like to pose for pictures, we also get those requests very often.
With firefighters?
With firefighters.
I may have to join you, Paula.
So the firefighters might need to. And they can contact us. So again, our website is firefightersforhealing.org. And if you know a family, send them to campred.org for camp information.
Have you already done a firefighter calendar, or is that overdone?
Well, no. St. Paul does one.
Okay.
We have not done one as a foundation, but we do.
I think that could be an interesting thing. I'm happy to audition firefighters with you.
That might have to happen in 2018.
I'll lend. 2020. It'll be my donation. I'll lend my good,
kind,
discerning
eye.
All right. We are going to take a break. We have so many more calls and texts for Paula with Firefighters for Healing. 81807 is the text line. You can call 651-989-9226 or 866-989-9226. It's hot in here with my guest. People love her. I love it. This is the power of radio, folks. In just a matter of, you know, minutes, we told you earlier in the show Paula was coming on. I mentioned we did some tweeting today. They did some tweeting. Her picture's now on Facebook, so if you want to see what she looks like. But to get all these calls and texts and to be able to give this airtime to such a great organization, it's one of my most favorite parts of being a radio host. And this organization is truly one of the best that we have among us. We've got lots of calls and texts coming in, so I'm going to get into those. 81807 is the text line. 866-989-9226 or 651-989-9226. One texter says, full disclosure, I work for Hennepin County, but not affiliated with HCMC. These people are amazing, truly amazing heroes. That's nice.
Thank you.
Another person says, sounds like an incredible organization. If we wanted to make a donation as an individual or even as a corporation, what's the best way to go about doing that? That's from Steve. P.S. I want that Polaris General.
Come on, buy tickets, Steve.
Yes. All right. So how can they make that donation, Paula?
Right. I would say, first off, email us at info@firefightersforhealing.org, and we'll get you connected with the right person on our board. We are all volunteers. We have day jobs, and this is something that we feel so passionate about that we do spend our time. We lose sleep. We organize events. We go out of our way to make sure that we are serving families in the best way we can and also putting on great events for our supporters and donors. So if you are a corporation interested in sponsoring a table for the gala that's coming up in November, if you want to come out to the August Polo Classic, we have so many different kinds of events. We'll find a spot for you.
And what I also want to call it like a call out, a challenge to some of the college students out there. If you need a summer internship, if you want to see how a nonprofit, a really good local nonprofit, is just getting national attention, you're going to learn a lot if you send them an email.
Can I piggyback on that?
Yeah.
I am not kidding you. Your college and high school interns would have the best experience with our board because we all come from such diverse backgrounds that they would get real life experiences
and exposure to so much.
Model what they need to know for corporate America. And I feel like we would give them tasks to do. It's not just watch me. It's come alongside me and help us do this, because it takes a village, Rashini, to get some of these projects and events off the ground and to really impact families when they need it most. We get calls right through December, but all year long. people in distress about paying for rent or sending a child to camp or basic necessities like transportation or hotel stays when they're staying in town.
Don't let me forget about camp, but I do want to go to the phones before we have to say goodbye to you because we have so many callers. Lori is on the line from Plymouth. Hi, Lori. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Rashini. Hi, Paula. Thank you for having me. I have a question for Paula, please. So I've been on your website, by the way, fantastic website, really clear. And
I got to go back to that website. I haven't been on it for a while. It's getting a lot of praise tonight.
Yeah, it's awesome. So how can I actually do something with firefighters? How can I volunteer?
Another firefighter lover.
Right? Everyone wants. Yes.
Of course.
Lori, we would love your energy, and we would love so many more volunteers. We need people at every level. If you love to be in crowds and work a room and network with us, we need that. We need people
and
in
the
graphic design.
Lori is specifically wanting to help and work with the firefighters.
Like hold their arm and helmet or take their picture. Or yes,
absolutely.
I know. We have those kind of volunteers too.
Okay.
We need a ton of heavy lifting for the gala. That's a huge event. We really want to make sure that the impact of that evening is glamour and classy and memorable. And also for everyone to have the experience of knowing what it would be like to be in the shoes of that family going through that moment and to be thankful that it's not you right now.
All right. Thank you so much, Lori. Let's go to Michelle in Minneapolis. Hi, Michelle.
Hi there. I just really wanted to make a comment. I work at Rock Bottom Brewery in Minneapolis, and we've hosted what we call Fire Chief Ale Days each March, where we raise funds for Firefighters for Healing. And I just really have to comment that I'm so constantly impressed by their volunteers and just the stories of the impact in the community that they have. And I'm just really thankful that we get to create events to help them raise dollars to support this special population.
Oh, that's so nice. And Paula is getting goosebumps in here, Michelle.
Oh, she's the best. I just have to say, sorry.
Oh, thank you for calling in and sharing that. I mean, because Paula and the rest of this board, they are volunteers and they don't do it for the glory, but it's kind of nice to hear Michelle's story, isn't it, Paula?
It makes those sleepless nights worth it.
Yes, and I won't get into. I know you work very hard. You are an amazing volunteer. Fiona is on the line from St. Paul. Hi there, Fiona.
Hi, Rashini. Hi, Paula. Thanks for taking my call. And I have to say, Paula, your enthusiasm and your passion is just really infectious, and it's so wonderful to hear. So, but I do have a question for you. If we know of a family who's been involved in some sort of a burn trauma or a house fire, and they're really in need, how can we connect them to you or you to them?
Absolutely. So again, back to this amazing website that we've put together, there is a nominations tab, and it provides you the fields that we need to go through a story. We respond very quickly. Obviously, within the Twin Cities is what we'd like to serve, but we do cover all of Minnesota. So we do work with suburban fire departments throughout the state. HCMC welcomes families from North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. So we do reach those families as well. So again, if you do know a family in need who's going through, the ongoing surgeries, the skin grafts, other injuries, psychological trauma after a burn or the guilt of a parent after an accident, we want to help.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling. All right. So before we have to say goodbye, there are a couple things I want to touch on. We didn't even get to Camp Red. Give people the quick 411 on Camp Red.
Camp Red, we actually have 15 scholarships, Rashini.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We want 15 more campers. The scholarship includes the camper, a parent or guardian, and a sibling.
That's
to join us.
Pretty cool.
It is in Cross Lake, Minnesota at Camp Knutson. It is Class A in terms of a residential camp. And what we really want to make sure is that it's a program that addresses their needs as a family unit. You know, whether the scars are still visible or hidden under clothes or gone away.
Trust issues, all these different things.
Oh my gosh, there's so much. And we want kids to be kids again and just smile.
So it's Camp Red, and it's August 21st through the 24th, and they would love to fill the roster by July 8th.
Yes.
So how can people reach out to you for this?
Again, if they visit campred.org or info@campred.org is the email address. We just need basic contact information now, and we can have someone reach back out to you with an intake form.
So like questions like Fiona's and others who are wondering,
absolutely.
I know a burn victim, I have a family, I have neighbors, whatever it is.
Yep.
Friends at school, this would be the perfect way. And then Paula brought me a book, The Red Bandana, A Life, A Choice, A Legacy by Tom Rinaldi. I know that Jake and your organization have such a connection to The Red Bandana. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Wells Carruthers inspires all of us to this day. He was injured in, tragically killed in the 9/11 terrorist attacks in one of the Twin Towers. After saving many people. And what he said to them is, if you can stand, stand now and come with me. And we feel that daily in our journey on this board and as our mission. If you can help, help us help others. We really take his courage with us every day in doing hard things, meeting people during a difficult time, but knowing that there's so much reward for this work that we do.
And Jake has a special connection. Jake was awarded by the organization of Wells Family.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Jake was the first recipient of the Red Bandana Award and flew to a Boston College game.
Which is where Wells went, and,
right.
and so that's where
BC
I went,
connection.
So I love that BC connection.
Yes, and to be honest, I mean, Camp Red was a dream, and now it's become a reality, and the jewelry I'm wearing from Blossom Square tonight is our new logo for Camp Red, which R-E-D stands for Realize Every Dream. We want these campers to leave knowing that they can do anything, that their scars do not mark their future, do not label them in any way. They can grow up and be normal teens, adults, and contributing back to their communities.
Yeah, no, it's great. Well, very well said. You are the perfect spokesperson for Firefighters for Healing. She is Paula Wilhelm on their board. She is their social media director. And give the website one more time, Paula.
Firefightersforhealing.org and campred.org.
All right. And I have to say, I love firefighters. If there was a firefighter who felt objectified by any point during this segment, I do apologize. But I love you all. Men and women out there, you firefighters are heroes on so many levels. And I know Jake is listening. I'm so glad that he has inspired all of you also.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paula. And we'll have you back on the air. You know, I love the organization. You'll come back on at some point soon. And you have a wonderful night. Thanks for coming to downtown.
Thanks, love.
All right. We'll take a break. And then when we get back, I'll talk with Jim Montez. He is with Cushman & Wakefield Northmark about why our area is a tech city. Rashini Rajkumar back with you. We are winding down the show. It's been quite an energetic one. Thanks for spending some time with me this Tuesday night. We'll wind it down talking tech. My next guest is Jim Montez. He's senior director at Cushman & Wakefield Northmark, and they just came out with their inaugural Tech Cities 1.0 National Report. Hi there, Jim.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. This is, you know, tech. We hear so much about tech. It's a hot industry, and it seems that the Twin Cities and Minnesota really going up the scale and making a name for itself when it comes to tech.
No question about it. It's been a very exciting time, and I think Minnesota's got a rich innovation and tech history that we're now starting to tell that story, and the rest of the country is starting to listen.
Tell us about this new survey, your inaugural survey.
Well, you know, our customers and clients are always interested in technology, and really every company has become a technology company in one way or another. And so as they're trying to build those enterprises, they're looking for where can they most effectively hire and retain the best talent. And the survey did a pretty extensive look around the country and identified various metrics that identify what make tech cities go. And that's really the genesis of the report.
You know, I found it interesting. We didn't quite make the top 10, but we're number 11. So that's pretty good.
I think it's great.
Okay.
It's great. And I think we'll be in the top 10 before you know it.
Well, what I found really neat is that we beat out New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. We are, we're a flyover country that people don't think a whole lot about. You know, when I meet somebody for the first time and I tell them I'm from Minnesota, they say, oh, it's cold there. That's the first thing they think about us. But like I said earlier, we've got a rich history in innovation. And you look back to the 50s in some of the companies that were born out of military technology initiatives like Control Data and Unisys and companies like that. Seymour Cray developed his supercomputer here. And without the supercomputers, we wouldn't have Silicon Valley. So we've got a rich history of technology innovation.
You forget about those supercomputers. Didn't some of the original ones take up a whole room?
Absolutely. And they were tens of millions of dollars 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Very expensive. And you look at what they could do then, and, you know, I can do more on my cell phone than those things could do.
Yeah, isn't that amazing how we're now into that, just that handheld device? All right, so there are some things that your organization has found that are some of the contributing factors. You've shared some of those with us, but one that I found interesting is this whole arrival of Amazon in the past 18 months. How has that helped the tech sector?
Well, I think it validates Minneapolis, Twin Cities, the region as a technology center. We've got a number of entrepreneurial startup companies here. We hear about Code 42 and SPS Commerce and companies like that. And they're in that midpoint of the evolution. They're heavily venture capital backed enterprises, and they're growing, and they're proving their concept. But Amazon is a proven concept. It's a benchmark that most technology companies would like to hold themselves against. And they've come here because there's talent here, and there's talent that they can hire. When I speak to these technology companies, hiring and retaining the talent is the most difficult thing they can do. And oftentimes they will say Minnesota is the hardest place to recruit to. And once they're here, they don't leave. And so companies like Amazon have said, okay, I can't get them to leave Minneapolis to come to Seattle or wherever they might be. So they're here. And I think we're going to see others follow their lead.
Yeah, you know, you've heard that. Once people really kind of get in and dig in and find all the wonderful outdoors and the smarts that are here, they don't want to leave. Speaking of smarts, there's a large number, you all say, of knowledge occupations and a highly educated workforce. Get into that a little bit with us, Jim.
Sure. You know, I think one of the things that Minnesota is recognized for is a work ethic, and it's a very strong work ethic, and it's a well-educated population. You look at some of the higher institutions that made the list, and there are some that didn't make the list, and not because they're not great institutions. It's just how we rank the top 400 institutions. But even schools like St. Thomas didn't make the list. Great school. You know, we've got Carleton, we've got Gustavus, St. Olaf, the University of Minnesota, which was a pioneer in innovation for decades. And so we see people educated by all these universities and colleges, and it's not uncommon for young people to graduate and go make their way out in the world, but they want to come home, and so they do come home. And so it's a really well-educated population. We've got a high percentage of professionals in accounting, legal, and other kind of knowledge-driven enterprises.
I'm talking with Jim Montes. He is Senior Director with Cushman and Wakefield Northmark, and we are talking about Tech Cities 1.0, the organization's inaugural national report. Twin Cities ranked 11, not quite in the top 10, but Jim has high hopes that it may be in the top 10 next year, beating out cities like Chicago and Los Angeles. What about, I always like to give, and if you have questions for Jim, send us a text, 81807. We have time for a call, 651-989-9226. What about some tips? You know, whenever I have experts like you on, I really like to give our listeners a little intel, maybe some suggestions, some advice for how to find jobs or get promotions and raises in this tech sector, Jim.
Yeah, well, I think there's a wonderful documentary that was done in 2015 called Documentary, MN Capitalized.
Yes. In fact, I interviewed Nick, who created that documentary, on my show. So yeah. I know exactly. Tell people a little bit more about it, though.
It's a great story about how and why Minnesota is a great place to do tech business. And the roadmap that Nick and his team mapped out for somebody wanting to come to Minnesota and grow their tech career, it's a perfect step-by-step instructional. And it's probably about a 45-minute film. It's a collection of small segments about different attributes of our technology base here. But there's a great networking community. There's I'm trying to think of the name of it, but there's a I think it's called MinShare, where people get up and promote their new technology, and they're looking for support from venture capitalists, from other people in the technology base. The other thing that I would say is a great way to start your tech career, from what I'm hearing from tech folks, is go spend some time in a co-location. We've got a lot of co-location facilities here in Minnesota. You know, COCO is here, Industrious is here. WeWork just announced plans to open their first location in Minneapolis.
So for people who don't know, explain what a co-location is.
So, you know, think about the old model, which was called executive office suites. It was a one-person office. Well, they've kind of done away with the office walls, and you can rent a desk, you can rent a room, you can rent a couple of rooms to support your enterprise. And it's a community, it's an ecosystem where people are sharing ideas, their successes, venture capital people are kind of swimming around looking for opportunities, and it's just a great place to pollinate and spread ideas.
Yeah, no, that's very, very good advice. We're getting a question in for you, Jim. I'm talking with Jim Montez from Cushman & Wakefield Northmark. Talk about the infrastructure of tech, because it changes. You've got to stay up on things. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, the many years ago, a couple decades ago, I hate to date myself, I did a lot of work with telecom and data centers in the dot-com era. And so in the old days, it was huge amounts of power and cooling and redundancy, and those things are still important. But with the cloud, we don't need to have those huge data centers. And it's the infrastructure I think you really need is people. And this is really about people and surrounding yourself with bright, talented people.
What about, to go a little further with that, I agree with you completely on the people. It's all about people. But in the tech sector, too, there's the technology of it, right? So I'm talking about the towers and, you know, are there restrictions? Is that hurting our location? Is it hurting Minnesota? Is it hurting other parts of the country? Because in some countries, these towers can just go up anywhere. There's not as much regulation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think our entrepreneurial model might be a little bit of a governor. And, you know, if you think of the analogy and you hear the story about color television was available almost at the same time that black and white was, but they sold black and white television so they could recoup that investment. We have a huge infrastructure of wire and fiber, and companies are, you know, getting their investment back on that. But now we're starting to see, you know, hearing about 3G, 4G, 5G. I don't know what the next G is, but they keep coming. One of the things that I think is really a benefit to us is the Super Bowl. And you might say, how is the Super Bowl connected to technology? But what it is happening in the Twin Cities is every carrier is upgrading their systems to handle the demand that will be present during Super Bowl week.
Wow. That's pretty neat. So what's the visual on that? What might that be like?
You know, most people probably won't notice it. You know, there are towers and antennas all over buildings and posts and all kinds of places. And those will casually be switched out to the new technology. And oftentimes they're smaller and they're less obvious.
Very interesting. Wow. Well, what are some of your other projections and predictions, Jim, in this whole tech sector? Because you all are analyzing and looking at a lot of different zones.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're going to continue to see it grow. And I won't be surprised if Amazon grows their footprint even larger. And I think we will see some of the other, what we might call titans in that industry, whether it's a Facebook or an Uber or a Snapchat. Like I said, every company has a technology function to it. Somehow technology is supporting the enterprise. Target, for example, Target Online, that will continue to grow. And I think we'll see some new startups. You know, it's interesting in this this region. We all think these companies have been here forever, but they haven't been. You know, Target's been around, 30 years or so, and they were fairly small, and now they're huge. And we'll see other companies that we're not really on our radar today, but they're going to become titans, and they're going to attract more companies here to this region.
Well, I love your prediction. It's good. It's hopeful. I also want to point out to people that the Minneapolis St. Paul Business Journal put out on Friday its Eureka Awards, a special section in the paper. And Stephen Schuschler, who many people know as the guy who brought the Rainforest Cafe, he got the Innovator of the Year Award. So innovation is happening, and the tech sector is really where so much of it starts. I mean, innovation, you can define it in so many different ways, but it really needs all the technology to make it go, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And to make it go, though, it does take that entrepreneurial, innovative spirit. And that's part of our DNA in this region. You know, whether it's what we think of as technology today, we think back at, 3M is an incredible innovator. Medtronic is an incredible innovator. We've got incredible innovation happening in this region, and it's going to continue to happen.
Well, so wonderful to talk with you. Jim Montez is Senior Director at Cushman & Wakefield Northmark. We'll have you back. Very insightful stuff. And you know what? It makes me really pumped up for our state.
It's a great time to be a Minnesotan.
Yes, it really is. Well, thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you.
And speaking of time, the Maplewood Toyota time check is 10:51 when you need a new car or truck. It's time to check out MaplewoodToyota.com. First, Rashini Rajkumar back with you in the remaining few minutes of the show. It's been just a pleasure being with you tonight. I'm in for Jordana tonight. I will be back tomorrow night, 9 to 11, in for Jordana. And then I hope you join me on my show on Sundays, News and Views with Rashini Rajkumar from 12 to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And this Sunday, I am really excited because we have a lot of great things in store, but we will be honoring our veterans and our service people, current military. It is leading into 4th of July. I would say it's 4th of July weekend. Sunday is July 2nd. And we will have a Green Beret on the show as part of our way of honoring the veterans. But he will share with us some updates. He works at the Veterans Affairs right now, and he will share with us what services are out there for veterans, how are things going. It's a group that has kind of had a mixed bag of things that they deal with and face when they come back from serving, and their families as well. So we'll get into that, get an update, and also just celebrate all the veterans among us. So I hope you join me on Sunday from 12 to 3, and that will be part of the show Sunday. We'll also have a summer food and drinks panel. So we'll get celebratory as we wind down the show also on Sunday. I hope you join us July 11th for Camden's concert at the Hopkins Center for the Arts, featuring the music of the Wright Brothers. All proceeds go directly for the research of cystic fibrosis. For more info, you can go to camdensconcert.com. That's Camden with a C. And a little fun note, I think some people who have listened to me on the air here know I'm a big dog lover. Well, did you know dog owners walk 22 minutes more per day? And yes, that counts for exercise. Yep, in a study published recently by the BMC Public Health, dog owners walk on average 22 minutes per day compared to people who didn't own a dog. And the study found because they walk briskly with the dog makes them walk a little faster, their average pace, 3 miles per hour, which the Centers for Disease Control says is considered moderate intensity exercise. And that helps you with type 2 diabetes, keeping your blood pressure down. So it's all really good. So another really good reason to have a dog and why they are humans' best friend. So good news there if you are a dog lover. Tomorrow night, I'm in for Jordana. One of my guests is taking on Senator Elizabeth Warren. Yep, you're going to meet him. He's an MIT engineer, and find out why he wants you in CCO land to know about him out in Massachusetts running in that Senate race. Thanks for being with me tonight. Thanks to Dennis on Studio Control. Rashini Rajkumar signing out. Make it a great week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.